As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
What is going on, everybody? It is Tuesday, April 22nd. Just two more days till the NFL draft gets underway. We'll have wall-to-wall coverage right here on WWL for you to tune into tonight. We got LSU baseball a little bit delayed. Pre-game coverage starting 6:30. First pitch now set for 7 right here on WWL, AMFM.com, and the Odyssey app. Earlier today, we got to hear from the Pelicans' new executive vice president of basketball operations, Joe Dumars. Welcome back to New Orleans. Welcome back to Louisiana. The biggest, I guess, news coming out of Dumars' press conference was the fact that he was asked about any kind of demands to be trading Zion Williamson now that he's on board here in New Orleans. And he's like, well, if that happens, it's news to me. So that seemed to be something that was way overblown. It didn't seem right that, you know, one of the first things your new EVP, I guess we'll say for short, coming in is saying that, you know, you're going to trade one of your star pieces, albeit his injury history has been an issue. But man, oh man, when Zion's on the court, there's not a lot of guys like him.
So, yes, that was some of the big news. The Willie Green stuff, I think, was also really big.
Steve, right, the fact that he is present.
There was some inclination that he was going to be returning for 2025 in this upcoming 2026 season. At the same time, the fact that he was at the presser is kind of a sign, right? Now, the thing with Zion, like, I think that was just kind of buzz that, oh, they're getting a new executive, they're going to shop Zion. You know, nobody really knew that.
The nation's dying to get Zion out of here.
Yeah, and I understand that. And Milwaukee's like the same thing with Giannis. The nation's dying for them to trade Giannis to some other bigger market. Anyways, but at the same time, like, apparently when he answered the question, and we'll play the audio here in just a little bit, he responded with the only edict that he got from Gail was that she wants to know what winning an NBA championship is like. Joe Dumars did that, both as a player and an executive.
Check.
So, you know, we'll see if he can do it here. It would be great. I know that he didn't have the best end of his tenure in Detroit when he stepped down in 2014, but we got to give him a chance and let him do his work.
You mentioned Joe Dumars talking about Zion Williamson. He was asked, does he have a relationship with Big Z at all?
Well, I'll say this. At the league office, I've had to talk to Zion a few times. So I do have a relationship with Zion that started in my role at the league office. I won't go into those conversations there, but we've talked since then. And I've talked to Zion since I became EVP here, and we had exceptional conversations on the phone. Actually, I've talked to every player. Willie and I talked, 5 minutes, Willie, on the phone, something like that. Like, we talked for a couple of minutes on the phone. But I've talked to every player on the floor. I called every player and talked to each one of them individually. So, yeah, I tried to reach out and make sure that I touch these guys and let them know, let's go. It's time. It's time here in New Orleans.
little bit of humor right off the bat from Dumars talking about, you know, got some phone calls at the NBA office about Zion Williamson. You know, he had some issues being either late for practice, late for a team playing. So, you know, Big Z had to fess up and, you know, talk to the big man about that. So, unfortunately, had that kind of relationship to start out with Dumars. Hopefully, things get better on that front.
Yeah, the disciplinarian, and you don't want him to be too much of a disciplinarian with Zion. You hope that Zion just matures and no more of those issues, please.
Looking at some of the other things Dumars talked about, one of the biggest issues, probably the biggest issue with this Pelican squad this season, injuries. It just really decimated any chances they had of being a playoff team and then shoot, not even being a play-in worthy caliber squad. We saw the results this year. It was just abysmal, tough to get through. The end of the season couldn't come quicker for this squad, but Dumars was asked, how do you fix this injury issue with this Pel squad?
Find out what's happening. Like, so, you know, you see it from afar. I'm watching it this past season. I'm watching all the injuries happen here, and, I don't know exactly what's happening. And so I'll sit and talk with medical staff and all the health and performance people, and at some point I'll get to sit down with them this week, hopefully, and just kind of get a handle on what's been going on, what's been happening, why are these injuries happening, what is your thoughts on this? I think that's the best thing that you can do is listen to the people who are dealing with this on a daily basis. Don't come in with any preconceived notions, because I wasn't here. I don't know what happened.
Dumars got to get down to the bottom of that and fix whatever they can. You can chalk it up to bad luck if you want, but it just seems between the Saints and the Pelicans, injury issue is just way too much of a problem this past season. We'll chalk it up to something in the water there at the facility right now. I really don't know. Is really mind-blowing when you consider looking at the key pieces on both the Saints and Pel squads that suffered really serious injuries this season.
And it goes a little bit back to what we were talking about with Willie, and part of the reason why they're bringing him back is that,
sure,
as Rod Walker from The Advocate has posted, he wasn't given a good hand with all the injuries that they dealt with this year. It was a ridiculous amount from the very start of the season. Like, it hit in October, Steve. And then when you dig such a big hole and it's impossible to kind of come out of, like, it's kind of got to be a mulligan, right? So I understand it.
Dumars was also asked, you know, he's just getting acclimated to his new role here. What are some of his goals for the next few months with the Pelicans?
Listen more than you talk. Look, I got a lot of experience. I've seen a lot of stuff over the years, but I haven't seen it here in New Orleans. And so to come here and just talk, and you're not listening. I've yesterday did a lot of listening. I did a lot of listening this morning. After this is over with, the rest of the week, I sit down with people and I tell them, like, tell me what's happening. Like, what's going on? What can be better? What are we doing wrong here? What are we doing right here? Like, who's got positive energy? Who's got bad energy in the building? Like, I'm asking questions and letting people tell me what's happening. To come in, you can have all the experience in the world, but if you don't know the culture of the building, if you can't talk to people and let them talk to you, you're missing. And so I don't want to miss. I want to listen to people tell me what's happening.
Talked about the culture building for this Pel squad. And I thought, you know, another thing that stood out for me there, it's like, who's got the good attitude? Who's got the bad attitude? You want those positive influences around your team, around the building. Don't want the negative Nelly constantly being a burden. So that's something that Dumars will be going through. He was also asked, can he build this Pel squad into a contender after such an abysmal season?
I wouldn't have come if I didn't think that. Like, I wouldn't have just to take a job. Like, for me, that's of no interest. So I wouldn't have come if I didn't think that we could build and become winners here. And so that was the whole purpose for me coming. Otherwise, I would have stayed where I was. But I think you have to be able to pick the right place, the right time, the right people, the right team. You have to be able to assess that. And then you got to be honest with yourself. I think you have to be self-aware. You got to know who you are. You got to know what you can do, what you can't do. You got to know what works for you, what doesn't work for you. I just think New Orleans works for me.
New Orleans just works for me. Great bite there from Joe Dumars. One thing, too, you know, with the outlook from this team in such a rough year, he had a pretty solid job in the NBA front office over there. So why leave all that for a job here in the city?
I like the core here. I think there's some really good young pieces here. I think that there's a fan base. If you win in New Orleans, I think everybody in this room knows, you start winning in New Orleans, people are going to come out, man, in droves. And so I know that this was, first of all, an incredible fan base. Secondly, for me at this point in my career, ownership of where I work was of paramount importance. And so coming here and working for Miss Benson, coming here and looking at the core of who's here, I've been knowing Willie since he was at Cooley High in Detroit. And so I just thought all those things together, for me personally, it was just like, this is the right fit. This is perfect right here.
And you heard Dumars there right now. He's known head coach Willie Green for a while now, since Cooley High in Detroit. So those ties go deep there. I would say congrats to Willie Green, but nothing is definitely set in stone that he's coming back. I do think he deserves a fair shake at least another run to see if you can have this healthy squad and what he can do going forward with this team. And we'll, I know, say, the rest of the organization likes him too.
We'll say congrats to Joe Dumars for getting this job.
There you go.
Kinda, we talked a little bit off air about it, Steve. He felt like he had kind of a posh job in New York with the league offices.
He didn't need this job.
But there was also, maybe the potential itch to get back into it and get back into the lead executive chair of an NBA franchise and try and win with the team again, just like he did with Detroit, both as a player and in the early 2000s as an executive. So best of luck to him.
And whether he's just, saying the right thing or he really believes in his heart, you do love to hear he wants to come back to do it for Louisiana, a guy that cares about being back home.
Let's get it, man.
Let's get it. Also, when we get back from the break, time for you to get some Jazz Fest tickets. I'll give out the code word of the day. Stay tuned after the break here on WWL. Welcome back into Sports Talk, and who's ready to party? Now's your chance to win a pair of tickets to the second weekend of Jazz Fest. Today's password is, that's an easy one, folks, gumbo. That's gumbo, G-U-M-B-O. Now just go to WWL.com/contest, register to win. It's that easy. Don't miss your chance. All you got to do is listen at 9 a.m., noon, 3 p.m., and 6 p.m. for the Jazz Fest code word of the day to see amazing artists like Pearl Jam, Luke Combs, Lenny Kravitz, Cage the Elephant, Santana, Patti LaBelle, Trombone Shorty, and so much more. Good luck. Happy festing, folks, from Miller Lite, the official beer of Jazz Fest and WWL. Looking at some of the lineup changes for the Bayou Bengals tonight, we got Jared Jones going to be at third base this evening. Jake Brown hits cleanup and is at first base. We got Jaden Newt on the mound for the Bayou Bengals, and Cade Arambidi will be behind the dish.
Yeah, it's some experiment thing going on there. Jared Jones playing third base. I think he's been really good at first. I don't know. I guess Jay's just kind of...
And Jay, we trust, right?
Yeah, Jay's just probably testing something out against Northwestern, which, by the way, as we've mentioned before, Steve, these Southland opponents, Southland Conference is really solid this year. They might be a multi-bid league by the time the end of the season happens. So, can't overlook Northwestern State tonight, but LSU never overlooks these midweek games.
Thanks for tuning in, New Orleans. We're going to have a break for the pregame coverage starting up right now, and then first pitch at 7 o'clock on WWL. Who dat?